Welcome back to HealthLink On Air, produced each week by Upstate Medical University and University Hospital. Linda Cohen along with you. Well, toilet training is a big step for parents and kids alike. But what's the secret to success? Well, joining me this morning to help answer that question is Dr. Ann Botash, a professor of pediatrics at Upstate Medical University and a nationally recognized expert in child abuse evaluation. Welcome, Dr. Botash. Thanks for coming today.
Hello.
You know, I've heard it said that one of the secrets to success in potty training or toilet training is patience. But I think it's probably more patience than most people expect that they would ever have to have.
I guess it depends who's the patient one. Maybe it's the child who's the patient one waiting for their parent
to catch up.
Right.
But how do you know? I mean, to me, it seems like readiness must be a really important factor here. You have to really be, you have to know when your kid is ready to even take that step.
That's right. I think most people understand that potty training is, in a sense, developmental, that a child has to be ready just like any other developmental stage. They learn to talk at a certain age. They learn to walk at a certain age. They roll over. You know, what about potty training? And it's not quite the same in terms of development because it varies from child to child. It can be age one to age, you know, some kids are just getting ready to go to kindergarten and they have to learn how to be potty trained before they start kindergarten. So it's really more related to motor skills a little bit because children have to be able to know how to, you know, pull their pants up and down, but also understand, you know, that it happens in the bathroom, where the bathroom is, what the toilet is, what it's about. So there's an intellectual level, but it's not anything that tells you, you know, how smart a child is. Everyone gets potty trained sooner or later, and it's not something that people should feel bad about if their child is four and they still aren't potty trained. It's something that happens eventually to everyone. They have to learn how to sit on the potty.
I think that's a very key point, though, because I think this whole notion of individual difference and the fact that there's a wide range of what can be considered normal would be helpful for parents to understand and hence maybe take some of the pressure off that everyone's feeling, because there's a tendency, I think, these days, maybe there's always been a tendency to kind of try to keep up with the neighbor or the Joneses, so to speak, in terms of, you know, well, my kid was potty trained by, you know, 18 months and blah, blah, blah. And I think this whole notion that there's a natural progression that kids have to go through to achieve it, and every kid is different, would be helpful.
Right. I mean, it's just, again, it's like speaking, learning how to speak. Some children don't speak until they're, you know, two or more, and they're very quiet, and then all of a sudden they're talking a lot, and, you know, they grow up to become president of the United States. It doesn't matter when it starts, and that's the key. And every child has their own rate, and it's hard for parents, I think, to step back and think about it that way, especially if they've had other children and one child at age one was already out of diapers. The other thing is, I think it's expensive to keep children in diapers, and so there's this added incentive. You want to get them out of the diapers as quickly as possible because it costs money.
I think there's a lot of pressures. We can talk more about what some of the pressures are on parents, but getting back to the readiness idea, what are some of the signs? For example, I read somewhere that, you know, if your child can indicate to you somehow that they've got a wet or soiled diaper, or that they seem to be, you know, uncomfortable in their wet or soiled diaper, or they can stay dry for a certain amount of time. I mean, are those the kinds of things you would be looking for as a parent?
Well, I think those are harder and harder now to recognize those signs because diapers are so absorbent and the poor kids can't tell if they're wet or dry.
That's
either.
Interesting.
So there's that issue. But I think parents who, you know, watch their child carefully for clues will see that the child actually knows when they're going. You know, they have a funny look on their face, or they're straining. And I think what happens with the early potty trainers is that the parents are trained early. They pick up on those kid cues and they bring the child really quickly into the bathroom as soon as they see it and plop the child down on the toilet. And that, I think, teaches the child a behavior that every time I feel this happening, my mother comes running, picks me up and puts me on the toilet. That's not really a sign of readiness necessarily for the child. I think a child is ready when they understand that, you know, when they have a bowel movement, that it's better to do that in the toilet. And I don't think that really happens for most children until after age two, although you see children that are potty trained at age one, and it's really kind of a behavior that they've just
almost automatic learned. Behavior.
Yes, because someone's picked them up, and the parent that's available all the time, or daycare provider, or somebody who can watch for those signs, can catch that kind of window of opportunity. But you might miss it, and then the child doesn't seem to care anymore about going into the bathroom or sitting on the toilet. And that, I think, frustrates parents because they're not seeing their child be interested at all. And I think there is that kind of problem that happens, so that you see a kind of a lack of interest, but it's really not. It's just it's developmental. Even the interest is developmental.
It's interesting to me what you're saying, because it sounds to me like if you start too early, but the potential is there then for this to be kind of an automatic response, but not a truly learned cognitive behavior, in the sense that because they're not really able to make that connection intellectually as to what's happening. And so there may be maybe possibility for regression, more regression, you know, more accidents if the child isn't quite ready enough.
Exactly. And that's, I hear that a lot in the clinic, that they were potty trained and all of a sudden now they're, you know, not. And what's wrong with the child? And maybe there is something wrong. Maybe there's a urinary tract infection or something. But more often than not, it's just that they really didn't understand all these steps, and they, you know, rushed through them earlier on and learned the behavior but didn't learn the meaning behind it.
So what I'm hearing you say actually is that it seems like there are two major skills in a way. One is to be able to understand what it is, simple instructions, and what it is that the parent is trying to get the child to learn. So there's a cognitive level, but also there's a requirement for them to have good bowel and bladder control. So that's developmental, right? That the muscles are developed sufficiently so they can hold it if they need to.
That's right. And not only is it just holding it, but also being able to pull your pants up and pull your pants down. Those things, you want a child to be independent. And usually that is around the two-year-old age, because they're learning to dress themselves, they want to be independent, they're learning to be independent, so they want to be able to do this on their own. And part of the cognitive is also recognizing that there's a bathroom in another room, you know, knowing that something exists somewhere where you can't see it. And that's, I think we kind of take that for granted as adults, because we know that, but children go through a developmental stage where they learn that.
Yeah, I know from my own background this whole notion of what they call object permanence, to be able to see that if something's out of sight, it still can exist. And that's a cognitive underpinning to even naming things, be able to use language. So it seems like there's a lot of developmental steps that are required.
Well, I wouldn't want to discourage someone from, you know, trying the behavioral method when they see their child looks like they're pooping or peeing, you know, pick them up and run them to the bathroom. I think that also has its benefits, but then I think that a parent should recognize that there are going to be accidents, and every child has accidents after potty training, and it's expected. So it should be, maybe it helps for me to say that to a parent so they're less frustrated, that they know that this is going to happen. They're going to wet their pants. You're going to be out somewhere. It's going to happen. They're going to have a bowel movement unexpectedly, and it doesn't mean anything. It's just, it happens.
But it seems to me if you have realistic and reasonable expectations, the chances of becoming angry with the child are less. In other words, if you recognize that they can only do what they can do at a certain developmental stage, that perhaps the potential for, you know, positive encouragement and less of a negative response is there.
Yes.
You know, you want to be positive all the time.
It is a good idea to wait until that child is ready.
I know in my own history, I have three now adult children, and I chose never to potty train, if believe it or not, meaning they kind of got it by the time they were three. And the setting that I was in, even with a certain amount of nursery school that they went to or preschool, they somehow managed, and it became a non-issue. And in my life, that seemed to make sense. I just never liked the idea of having to force or impose a lot of pressure on them in that regard. And in three out of three, it worked. So
yeah, I think that's great. I think that it would be great if everybody did it that way, so that it wasn't such a big deal. You know, you don't try to force your children to walk too early, or, you know, talk to, well, you try to get them to talk, but you
but
can't,
through encouragement,
you know, you can't do it in a negative way. You can try to potty train in a negative way, and that can be dangerous.
I think so, and I think the one thing that we were talking about as far as pressures on parents, besides the economic thing that you talked about before, which I think is clearly a factor, you know, diapers cost money. But there's a lot of pressure just to be, like I said before, competitive, to keep up with people. And my kid's not as smart as yours if he hasn't or she hasn't been potty trained, which is unfortunate. And somehow parents need to understand that they haven't failed parenting 101 if their kid isn't yet potty trained.
Right. That's a good way of putting it. I think it is depends on your background. And, you know, sometimes even the grandparents are not really being supportive of the way you want to potty train. You might not want to get them potty trained by the time they're, you know, 1.5. You may want to take the tack of just letting them learn on their own. And the grandparents feel that, you know, this is really bad. You're going to damage the child for life, that sort of thing. And it's not. And it shouldn't be a competition.
It's interesting. I read somewhere that diaper company market research has been showing that toddlers are being toilet trained actually later these days than they were in the past. So somehow this message is coming across. So the pressure really needs to be taken off, is what I'm hearing, and that kids aren't going off to college without being potty trained.
No, they're not wearing diapers.
right. Or even to, you know, probably kindergarten, I would think there's not a problem.
Well,
it's a matter of comfort.
I wonder if years ago with not as well-made diapers that it was more of an incentive to get children potty trained earlier because there were so many more leaks and things like that. And now the diapers are more absorbent. There's a lot more, you know, ways that you can keep children, you know, in the pull-ups and things like that so that you have options other than potty training.
So just to review real quick in the few minutes we have left, you want to avoid making it a battle. You want to wait till they're ready. And there are there other you want it to be positive and praise the child versus punishment. Any other last-minute thoughts as to recommendations?
Well, and I think for yourself as the parent, you want to have a lower expectation that there are going to be accidents. It is going to be a bit frustrating, but it doesn't have to be, and that you can, no matter what, that the child will eventually succeed at this.
Yeah, and praise, not punishment, is clearly, clearly the answer. Well, Dr. Ann Botash, professor of pediatrics at Upstate Medical University, thanks so much for joining us again today. You always bring so much knowledge and wisdom and reassuring information to our listeners and to me personally as well. So thanks so much. We have to take a short break. We'll be right back. So please stay right there. I'm Linda Cohen, and this is HealthLink on Air, FM News Radio 106.9 and 570 WSYR. Thank you.